All right. The funniest thing about glory holes was on Always Sunny in Philadelphia when they were talking about making a glory hole in the men's room. And Frank was like, it could be anyone on the other side of that wall. And like, all right, Frank, what if it's a dude? Well, I could pretend it's a beautiful woman. How are you going to pretend that when there's a dick in your mouth, Frank?
God damn. Hello, welcome to Because Nerd. It's June 2020 as we record this. I'm your host, Chris Farrell. I'm joined today by two of my absolute best and oldest friends, Clint.
Hey.
And Logan.
Yep.
All right, guys, what has been going on?
Well, I just want to put it out there how excited I am to be podcasting with Logan again here.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. It's nice we got the OG crowd back together.
No, that's what I meant. This is the original three, the Tres Amigos.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, check it out. I was gonna read this whole thing out about a DM.
All right.
Yeah, just read it.
I'm gonna read it. Be me. Few years ago, high school junior. Really loved D&D. Never had a group. Wrote my friends into a game. No DM. Went and found someone. Weird kid no one talked to. Agreed to run a one-shot for us. Week goes by. At his house for game. Motherfucker comes downstairs to greet us in a flaming Hawaiian shirt. Welcome to Flavortown! Motherfucker has our most important NPC named Guy. Fat-ass fire genasi with white flames instead of normal flames. Starting town is called Flavortown. Every business is a shitty fucked up dive bar. Or a hole in the wall. My face when he called the campaign Dungeons, Dragons, and Dives. I don't care what any of you say. None of you can top fighting a storm giant, Gordon Ramsay, with Guy Fieri shouting, "That's gangster!" whenever our black friend attacked him with a massive sword made of ribs.
That is fucking awesome. Now I want to make a character like whenever you guys play with. I just want to jump in every now and then when I can with this Guy Fieri character. And like every time I hit somebody with my sword or whatever I'm attacking with, I yell the, you know, "Welcome to Flavortown!" every time I do it.
Oh, man.
That's fucking awesome.
My favorite Djibouti dubs ever. I know I've shared it like 17 times on our fucking chat, but I love the Thanksgiving one where he's like, "Hey, guys, I was just driving my car down to the strip club, and sadly, my car broke down right between Flavortown and Titty City." And he's like, "And on Thanksgiving Day, no less. And if I don't get any gravy in my system, I'm not going to make it. Luckily, at this gas station."
I love in that episode, too. He's they're in there, and he's like stuffing the turkey. And he's like, "Oh, yeah, stuff that shit. Yeah, get your whole fist in there. Yeah." Oh, my God. That shit is so funny.
Yeah, like when he's taking the bites, and he's like, "That one was pretty good. Let me try another one. I'm going to use my finger this time. Oh, that's good." Yeah.
So are we going to do Monday Ruby Thursday? I didn't write anything up, man. I meant to write up like a whole intro on her, but I'm going to have to read it.
Or what you got, Logan?
No, I was going to say, don't you have like a typical Killing Batman intro thing?
I never did. I think I've just started all of them off with like, "All right, well, for today's Killing Batman, we're going to talk about..."
Sounds good to me.
Probably should write up something, huh? Let me think here.
Be like, "In a world full of heroes, some men have no place. Batman is one of those men."
Yeah, I was thinking you could like completely rip off shitty X-Men. And like, in the DC universe, there are one Batman, and a lot of people want to kill him. This is the story of Ruby Tuesday.
Yes, that's perfect. I should definitely do that. Hold on here. I was trying to redo my phone here. Hold on.
My phone's fucking drunk, guys. I'm sorry.
It just keeps falling down, man. All right, here we go.
All
right, so for today's Killing Batman, we're going to talk about Ruby Thursday. So she first appeared in Captain America number 63. It's basically a woman with a great body and a malleable red plastic head that can extrude up to 8 tentacles. In other words, the strange head gives her very strange powers. For example, she can separate her head from her neck and control both her body and her head at the same time.
Pretty good ability. I can't do that.
She basically has a living computer as a head that can, like, it's made of plastic and it can move and tentacles can come out and she can shoot energy projectile lasers from it. And if her head gets detached from her body, it can still control her body.
I love how someone thought this is what computers are. They're round orbs that have tentacles that come out of them.
Yeah.
Well, if she came out in 76, makes a lot of sense because in the 70s, I think plastics were getting more mainstream. So the fact, because it's literally a plastic head, right? It's not glass or anything.
It's made out of plastic. Yep, yep.
And yeah. She can make up to 8 tentacle things come out of it.
So Ruby Thursday, the twin sister of Ruby Tuesday, she's like, my fucking sister signed a goddamn contract with every mall in America to get a restaurant right at the entryway to the mall. And
dude, think about that.
I can no longer picture her anymore. I can only see a restaurant with a big globe at the
Yeah, totally. So, you know, the Wayne family makes their millions and whatever the fuck they did to make their millions. Does anybody really know? Was it investing in property? Where did the Waynes make their money?
Wayne Enterprises owns everything. They own Chili's. They own Applebee's.
Olive Garden, Applebee's.
Also, Ruby Tuesdays.
Okay. Uh-huh. I see.
Yeah.
I see
what you're saying. Yeah, now. It's coming together. All right. Yeah, so I got it. Okay, so good. So, okay, the Waynes, they own all the big names, right? Like, they must have came from a lot of power. Like maybe Ruby Tuesday's parents were also, like, friends with the Wayne family. Because they were, like, both well-to-do, high-society folks. They made their riches off of these restaurants.
Do you know how much Applebee's makes in a year? I don't.
Well, they're like, those Denny's fuckers, they got the market cornered. We need to come up with something to rival Denny's.
That was Bruce's dad's name, right? It was Dennis. And he started a little diner on the side of the road, and he just called it Denny's.
No. That's not what happened. Dennis Wayne is the drunk uncle of Bruce Wayne's dad, of Thomas Wayne.
I'm totally imagining, like, it's probably... Like, Thomas Wayne never wants to see his brother ever. His brother's just, like, a sleazy used car salesman, just always trying to smooze for something.
Always has some, like, scheme he's working on, like, some pyramid scheme. He's like, hey, man, I got this idea. I want to start a chain restaurant, right? And it's going to be everywhere. It's going to have really shitty food, but it's going to be open 24 hours, so all the drunk people come, like, late at night, right? It'll be, like, 3 in the morning after, like... A Brooks and Dunn concert, right? People want to come in and they want to have this thing. It's called Moons Over Miami, right?
So I'm thinking the off-ramp from the highway, right when you get off of it, to the left is Dennis.
Well, what about to the right, though?
It's Denny's. On the right is Denny's.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So everyone gets off the highway and they're like, oh, shit, I don't want to go through this traffic going left. I'm going to go to Denny's.
Right.
Yeah, that's like Dennis's whole plan is just like completely foiled because he always put it on the wrong fucking side of the highway.
On the wrong side of the highway.
He has to go through like 6 lanes of traffic to get to Dennis's.
He's like, the food is discounted to damn near free. And he's like, people just won't come to my goddamn restaurant because it's on the left side of the freeway, not the fucking right side of the freeway. All right, so let's, okay.
No. He keeps petitioning for the city to open a second exit so we can get to him and the few gas stations that are also on the other side of the highway.
Ruby Thursdays, we're making an off-ramp on the on-ramp. That's a good slogan.
That's pretty good.
So he petitions the city, but you know what? The Waynes own the city.
They're petitioning the city to allow them to make one little tiny turnoff on the on-ramp of every on-ramp. And they're like, look, man, just put like a little 2-lane road that kind of cuts over to the right so they can get to our restaurant. And they're like,
all right, well, look, we have an exit onto that highway. Like, I just want a second window. I mean, because it's really hard to get to my goddamn restaurant. Most of them are like, no, man, it's going to be like $300,000 just in planning cost alone, not to mention the fucking construction crew. I mean, it's going to eat up traffic forever. He's like...
Dennis has a daughter. named Ruby, who is very upset at this city council bullshit about Dennis's and the other off-ramp.
So, okay, so her name is really Ruby Wayne. So she's actually cousins to Batman.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And get this, you know, Dennis's is on the left, Danny's is on the right. You know how people hire sign holders? They get like homeless people like with signs to be like, come on out and go to Danny. So like no one takes a left to go to his restaurant.
I think there are non-homeless people.
No, they're all homeless, man. No, that's in the contract. If you hold a sign, you gotta be homeless. No. But he gets like 50 of them. So as you're turning left off of the off ramp, there's just like every 2 feet, there's another dude holding a sign that says like, no, really, go to Dennis's. It's on the left.
I'm picturing the guys jumping across the road, holding up signs to go to Dennis's, which is a major nuisance. And
they're jumping into traffic.
Yeah, they're like, jumping into traffic. Like, no, this is it.
Dude, okay. All right, if Denny's has Moons Over Miami, what does Dennis's have? We got to think of a sandwich for Dennis's. Like, what's their signature sandwich? Okay, I want to be like
it's just called a bare naked butt sandwich or something like that.
No, it's got to be more clever than that.
No, I'm thinking they just put my in front of every menu item. My Moon's Over Miami.
So here's the deal, right? So okay, so we've set the stage, right? We've got the drunk uncle, Dennis Wayne. He's starting his own restaurant. And so he's like, look, Wendy's has the redheaded girl with the pigtails. Denny's has a homeless dude. And he's like, hey, we gotta get you a costume and you're gonna sit in the front and greet people. And he's like, how are we gonna do it? So in the year is 1976, because that's when her comic debuted. So he's like, I heard of this thing. It's called a computer. We're going to put that on your head. And she's like, what? And he's like, yeah, wear this on your head. So he hollows a hole out in the back of an old like Macintosh or whatever, you know, heavy ass 80-pound television. And he puts it on his daughter's head. So now she just has like this giant wobbly computer head. And she has to stand and greet people at the door. You know, like, welcome to Ruby Thursdays, home of the My Moon's Over Miami. And like,
she has to turn around and like share her ass every time she says it.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to, points at her butt, My Moon's Over Miami. And, or maybe this is it. Maybe this is it. So like, so Dennis Wayne is also a genius, right? He's like a drunk, you know, drunk uncle genius, but he's still a genius because he's a Wayne, whatever. So he's got money. He's got the genius. So like when he's making her costume to be the mascot, he doesn't just put a TV on her head. Like he really puts a lot into it. And he's like, all right, look, I got this computer I can put on my daughter's head, right? But when they come in, what happens if there's like five of them and I can't give menus to all five at once? I'm going to have tentacles that come out of her head. It's going to grab the menu and it's going to hand it to them. And then she'll be able to like multitask, right? So she can show people where their table is, but then she can also, you know, hand out menus and crayons to the kitties. Yeah, this is going to be great, honey. Yeah, put this on.
So he like never understands what's really going on. Like Dennis Wayne just totally thinks that it's simply because of the interstate exit situation that no one's coming to his restaurant, but really it's just freaking everyone the fuck out that this girl's standing there with the red marble on her head handing out menus from tentacles that pop out of her face.
And not only that, but like he's horribly mutilated her because like she can take her head off now, so like they're like, what has he done to his daughter?
But they just have completely misplaced anger about it, and they completely blame Thomas Wayne and the and that side of the Wayne family. They're like, you guys did this to us.
And little do they know that she's so disgruntled and so pissed off. One, she hates her dad. Two, she hates restaurants. And three, she hates the Waynes. So so basically she takes that whole thing with the computer on her head and runs with it. So she was like, you know what? I am going to graft an organic computer to my head made of malleable plastic. And I'll show them.
Yeah. Please give me a better, at least a little bit of an impression of Ruby Thursday. She's got a Christmas ornament on her head that shoots out tentacles and is somehow a computer. What the hell?
She's
is
pretty badass.
Back in the day, so it was 1976, right? So computers were like still barely existing at all, maybe in the government. So like, what you can imagine,
they
though,
had
it would
computers,
be like,
man, but
Well, they did, but it was like analog tape, and
yeah,
they were still as big as a house. So, like, it was actually a pretty marvelous feat.
Oh yeah, there were no personal computers.
So when they made this character and they were like, all right, it's a computer, but it's only the size of her head. They didn't really know how to expand the thought of like what a computer could really do. So they're like, well, a computer only that small basically could like do easy plus and minus calculations and tell you the time.
That's all she can do.
Yeah, that's it.
And so they replace her head with a computer, and she's like, hello, 2 + 5 = 7 error. Maybe every now and then she gives like the green screen pops up and she has to be rebooted. They're like, we didn't really think this through. Can we give her something else? Like, they're like, how about tentacles? They're like, can you do that? Yeah, we can make it turn into tentacles, I guess. And they're like, all right, let's do that.
Actually, Ruby Thursday was extremely smart. She was a genius. She invented her own head.
that's like being your own grandfather.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, she has a plastic head.
Yeah.
That's pretty much like a Christmas ornament. But she made it. Dude, can you make a plastic Christmas head ornament head?
No.
No.
It's hard to do.
Yeah. No? It was an abysmal failure.
It's tricky.
Yeah.
I can find the big Christmas ornaments. They're about the size of a basketball, but there's no way it'll fit over my head.
Yeah. I'm imagining like the pitch meeting for this whole thing. Like Cocaine Jim's like, I guess I got another superhero. This time it's going to be Ruby Thursday. And she's going to have like a red Christmas ornament thing on her head. And it's going to be a computer. And all the other guys are like, so wait, a computer that's that size? So it's just like a digital clock. And he's like, yeah, exactly. Like, it's perfect. She'll always know what time it is. It's going to be it's an amazing superpower. Like, she's going to be extremely punctual.
Yeah. They're going to be like, this like super group of bad guys are going to be like, we need a guy to tell us the time so we know how much time we have when we're robbing that bank. And they're like, I got the perfect person for you. And he brings her in and he's like, all right, what do you do? And she's like, the time is 12:05 p.m. Perfect. And then they rob the bank and they're like, Ruby, how much time do we have?
Ruby, time check.
The time is 11:45. Damn it, we got to hurry, guys. One little thing, a little side note. Logan shared this with us yesterday, but I have to read this to you guys. Hold on here. Yeah, here it is. So at one point in her life, Ruby begins running weapons procurement scams against AIM. She partners and becomes romantically involved with The Answer, who I guess he's a superhero. After having stolen money from AIM on 5 different occasions, AIM fucking sucks. I got stole from 5 times. AIM hires the assassin Bullseye to kill Ruby. Now, we all know Bullseye, right? He's Colin Farrell. He's a douche. He's from Ireland. He throws like paper clips.
Yeah.
And he uses her relationship with the Answer to draw her out of hiding and throws the Rolling Stones album Flashpoint, which contains the song Ruby Tuesday, into her chest, apparently killing the biological portion of her body. The Answer saves her head after Bullseye leaves in hopes of reviving her. So her ex-boyfriend walks in to the restaurant and literally chops her head off with the fucking album with the Ruby Tuesday song on it. So that leads me to believe that Bullseye was actually working for Ruby Tuesday. So like for Thomas Wayne, he was like, look, Bullseye, look, I'm going to give you this money, right? I'm going to give you $2 million. You're going to go over to that fucking Ruby Thursday's place, all right? You're going to get in there, you're going to take this album, you're going to murder my uncle because fuck him, I have Ruby Tuesdays. He started Ruby Thursdays. I will not be competed with like this. And Bullseye goes over there and he's like, yeah, I'll kill your uncle for you. Don't worry. Or actually, he's Irish. Yeah, I'll kill your uncle for you. Don't worry. Whatever. And then he walks over. And when he goes to throw the record, he accidentally hits Ruby Thursday, chops her head off and kills her, and then takes off.
He never misses except for this one time.
This one time.
Yeah.
Well, because he's freaked out.
It's because of the, I think it's just because of the horrible unsanitary conditions at the restaurant. He doesn't expect that the floor is just going to be like that coated in grease and other kind of shit. And just like slips as he's going to make his throw.
No. Oh, no, he doesn't slip. It's real sticky. So like when he goes to throw, he can't get his good throwing foot and it sticks to the ground and it throws his aim off.
I got you. Yeah. So like I'm imagining that Bullseye, so he was working for Ruby Tuesday,
right?
And I'm imagining that they just were completely underutilizing his powers. They probably just had him as like host. He saw people in and he was like, hey, you'll be sitting at that table, and just like throw menus. He'd land them in the spot and be like, hey, go over there and sit where those menus were landed.
Bullseye worked for Ruby Tuesdays as a fucking the door person, the greeter.
Yeah, the greeter.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking awesome. And
okay, let's reimagine Bullseye as that's how he takes everybody out. He takes a record that has their name in it. So
it's a very elaborate plan.
Well, little do you know that the reason he got that is because back in the day, it was kind of like a 50s diner. Like, that was their shtick for the restaurant. And they had, like, a jukebox and stuff. So, like, you know, records were a part of the 50s, yada, yada.
So let's say Bullseye kills everybody with albums that have their name on it. But all of a sudden, he gets a hold of Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall. And there's the song, Hey You. And it becomes a Marvel super thing. Because it's just, hey, you. He's just killing everybody.
So it's like, so that's like the weapon of mass destruction. Like, that one album could kill anybody it touches.
It unleashes his power.
Right.
He's like, oh, man, I can hit anybody with this one. I'm not limited anymore.
Hey, you.
Wait a minute. Okay. Can you think of a song, any song, that has the word Bruce in it? See where I'm going here, right?
Bruce Springsteen. Did he ever sing about himself?
I hope not. Hey, I'm Bruce. My name is Bruce Springsteen.
Hey, you. Bruce Springsteen.
So anyway, well, where I was going to go with that is that maybe Bullseye can also kill Batman because he has a record with the song on it called, like, Bruce is in the Back, or I don't know, some song with the name Bruce in it, and he kills him. But here's the deal,
no,
right?
No, so the Prince song from the first Batman movie.
Yeah, right. Fuck, what song was that? Where, like, the Joker's repainting all the paintings with his own face. Isn't that when that song's playing?
Yeah. I'm pulling it up. It's Bat Dance. Oh, then the Batman Bat Dance starts.
Uh-oh.
Hold on, guys. I have to check. I gotta hear the fucking Bat Dance. Hold on. Tell me if you guys can hear it.
I can hear, like, shakers. There we go.
Did you just say get the fuck up?
That's what I heard.
Holy shit, he did. Hold on. Dude, I'm watching the official Prince Bat Dance video, and at exactly 48 seconds into the song, Prince looks at the camera and screams, get the fuck up.
Yeah.
He says, get the fuck up, Batman. Wow. That's pretty awesome.
I don't think we talked enough about how goddamn hot Ruby Tuesday is, or Ruby Thursday.
She is
true. That's why. Well,
a fox.
Yeah, she's a total disappointment to her father. She is out there showing it all off.
So another way that she can kill Batman is, so she goes and robs the bank and runs away, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Batman catches up with her, but at this point, she's on all fours. She's going meow. Meow.
Batman's clearly confused at this point. He's like, wait a minute, Catwoman, what are you doing robbing this bank?
The time is 11:45.
Catwoman, why do you keep telling me the time?
Meow, meow. It is now 12, meow.
Damn it, Catwoman, you're not making any sense.
Catwoman, your head is a Christmas tree ornament.
Catwoman, how'd you get your head stuck in that weird orb? Selina, take that thing off your head now. Selina.
Selina, I'm not kidding. Selina, I don't care that it's 5 o'clock. I don't care, Selina. Take it off your head now. You're freaking me out.
But no, it's Ruby Thursday, but she tricks Batman. So Batman thinks it's Selina Kyle, a.k.a. Catwoman. And he's like, hey, Catwoman, been thinking about doing you for a while. You have a Christmas ornament for a head, but that's kind of weird, and I don't know.
Those tentacles kind of had me intrigued.
So then Ruby Thursday kills Batman in his lust, his stupid lust for Catwoman, who does not have a Christmas ornament for a head.
So, okay, so I think we got something here. So he walks in, and Ruby Thursday's like, hey, Bruce, what's up? And he's like, wait, what? No, I'm Batman. I'm not Bruce. He's like, Bruce, I could see your lips, man. You got that scar from when you were younger. It fell out of the tree and it hit your lip. He's like, nope.
My head is a computer. I process 100 times faster than any.
Nope. I'm here to get my moons over my hammy. Listen, I wanted a quality breakfast, and I didn't want to go to Denny's across the street. I wanted to go to Ruby Tuesday's, but they're in the mall, and I don't want to go to the mall.
I can't go to Ruby Tuesday because Bullseye is over there.
That guy's a dick. So I came to your restaurant because you were here and stuff, and I'm Batman. So he's at the salad bar.
And he's just like, doop, doop, doo, got some cherry tomatoes, doop, doop, doo, doo, got a little onion, doop, doo, extra cheese, gotta love cheese, doop, boop, doo. And he eats his My Moon's Over Miami the whole time, you know, looking at his cousin, and he's like, yeah, it's pretty awesome. And Ruby Thursday's probably 5 years older than him. She's like his older cousin, but he's always kind of liked her. He always, like, looks at her funny. He always feels a tingling feeling in his stomach when he looks at his cousin. And he's like, you know, I, one of these days, I'm gonna have the courage to go talk to Ruby Thursday. And
I am so lost.
This is taking a
because I thought they were.
I was gonna try to paint this picture where not only does Batman fuck his cousin like an idiot, but he also dies by her. Because Batman sucks and he can eat it. That's where I was going with this.
Christ. And his mouth is exposed.
No, I'm thinking Bruce Wayne has passed out in the Batcave, and Alfred finds him. And he finds this orb softener cloth. He's like, Mr. Bruce, Master Bruce, not Mr. Bruce.
Mr. Master Bruce.
Master Bruce, can you wake up? And Bruce Wayne's like, oh, God, what did I do last night? And he's like, have you been polishing any orbs, Mr. Bruce? Oh, shit. Oh, man. What did I fucking do?
He's like, look, man, look, Alfred, no, no, look, man. Last thing I remember, I was at that Nickelback concert, and they played Photograph, man. And, like, I had, like, a couple too many shots, and I was like, look at that Photograph, right? And then, like, we left, and I was hungry, and we went through the drive-thru at Ruby Thursday's, and Ruby came out, and she was like, hey, Bruce. And I was like, I'm not Bruce. I'm fucking Batman. Shut up. And she's like, hey, Bruce, I'm getting off my shift right now. It's like 3 a.m. What are you doing? And I was like, I don't know. I'm just going back to the Batcave to fucking party some more after the Nickelback concert was pretty good. And so she got in the car, man. That's the last thing I remember. I came back to the Batcave and, oh, no, Alfred, what did I do? What did I do, Alfred?
Alfred pulls out a shotgun. And he's like, you've embarrassed us for the last time, Mr. Bruce. You did your cousin. You did your cousin, Mr. Wayne. Fucking your cousin is the last straw.
He comes in, he's like, Master Bruce, I've served your family loyally for 100 fucking years. I'm 110 years old, Bruce. I don't think you understand this. I've looked away when you were in your phases.
Alfred comes downstairs and he hears, whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah, it's Ruby Tuesday. And her head's getting rubbed.
He's, oh yeah, I'm gonna polish your head so shiny. It's gonna be so fucking shiny.
Master Wayne, what are you doing? Quit polishing that orb.
Jesus Christ, Master Bruce.
I'm not Bruce, I'm Batman. You're Alfred.
Fucking heathen. Alfred is coming downstairs with a shotgun.
And then he rips off his mask and he's really the Joker.
Joker's like Bugs Bunny. And he keeps putting on, like, cat ears.
Right.
Ew, I'm the Catwoman. What do you think of this tale, Batman?
Oh, God, wouldn't that be fucked up if, like, all this time, since Batman was a child and was, like, old enough to know what sex was, he's been forcing Alfred to dress up as different villains and, like, you know, basically doing really horrible things with him. But he's like, Alfred, tonight you're going to be the Joker. Master Bruce, please, no, not again. I don't want to be the Joker. I'm so... Alfred! All right, tonight you're going to sneak into my room and pretend you're going to kill me. Master Bruce, no, please, not again. Do it, Alfred!
What do you want to fuck me?
Fuck me! What, Master Bruce?
Batman, I don't want to fuck you. What do you want? Where's she at? What do you want to fuck me?
He's standing there with nothing on but the bat cowl. Like, he doesn't have his suit on. He just has the bat cowl and he's naked. He's like, Alfred, come fuck me. What do you want to fuck me, Alfred?
Oh, God.
Mr. Wayne, I don't want to fuck you at all. Why you want to fuck me, Alfred? What the fuck's going on?
Jesus Christ. It took a pretty crazy turn.
Don't make me do this, Master Bruce, please. Please.
Please, Master Bruce, I don't.
I've seen enough of this. I really just want to go back to bed.
What do you want to fuck me?
That's it. I can't take it anymore. I can't do it anymore tonight.
He's like, Alfred's like sitting there talking to a picture of Thomas. He's like, I've done my damnedest. I'm sorry. I promised you I would take care of the boy, but he's just gone off the deep end. He believes that Gotham is infiltrated by a bunch of weird criminals, and he always dresses up in a bat suit and makes me act like I'm the criminals, and then he molests me in my room. I'm sorry,
did
Thomas.
He molest me?
I can't take it anymore. I'm going to have to kill him.
Why you want to blow me?
You hear, while he's recording, and in the background, you just hear, Alfred! Alfred, go fuck me! Oh, dude, so Alfred kills Batman. Hopefully everybody is now a little bit more enlightened, so don't forget the little guy, Ruby Thursdays, on the left side of the freeway.
Why not take the time to go to the left side?
Thank you for listening to Because Nerd. If you liked it, make sure to subscribe, share, rate, or comment. And check out becausenerd.com for even more cool shit. And if the spirit has truly moved you, you can pledge your support directly to us on Patreon. Because Nerd is a production of Scriptic Media.